The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, it has been brought to our attention here by a listener that bin companies have started sending out letters to people telling them they're putting stuff in the wrong bins. Jess Kelly was here not too long ago mentioning this was going to start happening. They were going to start running through people's rubbish and rifling through it and taking photos to try and find out if people are recycling in the right way. So to discuss further, I'm joined by Henry McKean. Henry, what's this about?
Kieran, well, Jess Kelly on this programme has recently been talking about this smart bin surveillance. You know, is it an infringement on your GDPR? And she reached out to bin companies. And what we're hearing back is that the Data Protection Commission are engaging with those bin companies. You can still face a fine of about €30 if you've basically put the wrong rubbish in the wrong bin. And one customer got this letter. I'm not going to pretend to be that customer. I'll let the customer be themselves. I'm just going to read out the actual letter. It says, "Dear customer, we have detected non-compliant items in your green recycling bin. To check what is permitted in your green bin, go to mywaste.ie or call us." And they go on and say, "Please empty the contents of any bags into your recycling bin loosely. Thank you for your cooperation." So they took a photograph, basically, Kieran.
Yeah.
They took a photo of this lad's rubbish. And I know you said before you didn't like the rubbish companies looking through your bins.
Yeah.
Anyway, I kind of enjoyed looking at the photograph of what was in this customer's bin. I know that sounds weird.
Well, it's a strange fetish. I've heard of many, but not rooting through bins. But wherever you get your kicks, Henry.
What this person had in their bin. Are you ready for this?
The neighbours out in North Dublin hear some rustling at night. Oh, that's just Henry. That's just your man McKean rooting through the bins again, getting his kicks.
So Frosties, Kellogg's Frosties. I didn't know anyone who eats them. Tony the Tiger was in there. There was also children's artwork and homework.
Oh, ouch.
In there. And an Amazon parcel box that looked like a really expensive electronic. I couldn't quite work out what it was. And then the thing that the bin company wasn't happy about was these two plastic bags that were sealed. And the bin company...
Sorry, this person, they put their recycling inside...
in a plastic bag.
Ah, come on.
The photograph was of that.
You can't be doing that.
And that's why the bin company wasn't
happy.
Who
does that?
Well, this particular customer.
Yeah, so I got an email the other day. It was... there'd obviously been, or there had been, a campaign recently just reminding customers to make sure their bins are done properly. I think they called it a clean campaign or something like that. And this email came in the other day basically telling me that I had been... that we had basically got it wrong when it came to the recycling bin. And there was a photo attached to the email just showing me what exactly was in our bin. It was loads and loads of recycling, and then the incriminating part of it was that there was a couple of plastic bags full of recycling in that green bin, and we'd been told then in the email that please don't do that again, and just keep an eye on it, etc., etc. So I'd obviously heard that there was going to be more close monitoring of what was going on in the bin, but I didn't really think again that while looking at the bin, I might also get an email or letter or whatever telling me that this had been done incorrectly.
Oh, that is the customer in question. I'm flabbergasted that people are putting their recycling into refuse sacks, basically.
You're not a fan of that?
No,
and
I'm
they're
not.
They're breaking the rules. It turns out they're not supposed to.
So you
do
met
that.
Other customers too, did you?
I did. I did meet other customers and a waste worker outside a recycling centre.
I'm quite sure at times I do put things in the wrong bin, but not intentionally. I try to pay some attention, you know, to what I'm doing.
So you try.
I try.
You do your best. And do you think it makes a difference? Do you think you're saving the planet?
Yes, I do.
And you're here at the moment too, getting rid of all sorts of stuff.
Yes.
What do we have here?
Well, what I have is the remnants of a trampoline.
So it's a trampoline that you've dismantled and you're getting
and it's
rid.
A trampoline that somebody else has dismantled. I'm doing the skillful part of lifting it out of the car and throwing it away.
See. You're doing the recycling part.
Yes.
But
yes.
You haven't had a letter yet from the bin company to say...
Well, I've had a general sort kind of advisory for them, you know. And I've also, which irritates me, the bin company that I'm involved with, that they have one of these letters telling me about all the work they're doing and how they're going to save the planet. And then at the end of it, they tell me that prices have gone up. So they want to recoup what they paid the Irishman that they bought the business from. And they're very, very anxious about what goes in the business. But I sometimes wonder, when I get contrary at home, like, what are they doing? Like, if I'm sorting all this stuff, and we're making it so easy for them, and yet their costs go up.
Some don't know what actually bin to be putting it in, you know?
It's just confusing. I know the teenagers at home put everything in the wrong bin, and we keep explaining, no, paper in that one. Cartons can also go in there. Cans, they go in a separate one because we're trying to get the 15 cent back. Everything just gets thrown in the same one. And it's their generation who are going to suffer the most, and they just don't get it.
Yeah, I just honestly think that people don't really know the full meaning of recycling and that, and they don't know what to do. I see it when they come in here to this recycling centre, things going into wrong bins and that, you know. And you could have mattresses there, and there's green waste going into it, and you're bulky, and everything is just mixed everywhere, you know what I mean?
And they might put a piano in the bottle bin.
Yeah.
Or maybe
not
a piano.
Well, we see it there, polystyrene. We don't take it, but as soon as you have your back turned, it's in with the cardboard, or it's in somewhere, you know what I mean?
So, Henry, what's the issue then? It's just confusion about what can go in it. I mean, this man with his Tony the Tiger Frosty cereal box and what have you, and other people maybe who do this type of thing, they don't think they're doing anything wrong.
Well, it's so easy to get it wrong. For example,
ignorance is no excuse, anyway, is what some people might say.
It's true. Like Gouda cheese.
But that's what we're talking about here.
We are confusion.
Ignorance,
confusion, Gouda cheese. For some reason, you can actually, at home, we like, I don't know, we do like Gouda. Where's Gouda from again? I think, is it Dutch? I can't remember.
Maybe.
But
Edam is Dutch cheese, isn't it? Is Gouda as well?
Oh, wait, is it Spanish? I think it could be Spanish. Anyway, you can't put the actual packaging in, just the top bit. Anyway,
why do you like Gouda? Is that your favourite cheese?
Oh no, I like a strong cheddar. I like a strong cheddar.
Do you?
I do. I like a fifth strength one.
Oh, do you?
And they do a great Welsh one in either M&S or
Tesco. It's very British, a strong cheddar. Oh, I have to say, Henry, there's certain things you haven't left behind.
And what about
you brought with you?
Mom.
I love a Cashel Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do. I really like it. Yeah, just with a grape on a cracker, or a tiny bit of chutney.
I think Irish cheeses sometimes beat the actual ones they're based on the French ones. I think they're beautiful because we have nicer.
Anyway, we digress. We digress. This is confusion.
It is. Here is a lady talking about confusion.
I've been in touch with the recycling company, and they usually advise me on what can and can't be put in.
And do you ever put the wrong stuff in the wrong bin?
I have done in previously.
And do they write to you? Do they leave a leaflet to say you're doing it wrong? So they go through your bins and they look.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
And they can see.
Yeah.
So you're trying.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all we can do.
Are you a good recycler? Do you put everything in the right place? Do you clean the yogurt or yogurt pot? Do you make sure everything's correct?
Well, we do, and I suppose the wife does. She does rinse out those plastic, you know, the meat trays and that. She does rinse them out.
I have often just thrown a box into a box with something else into the recycle bin, and then I have been gotten a letter to say you shouldn't mix the stuff, even though it's all gone into the one recycle bin.
So you've had a letter, and do you feel kind of annoyed, insulted by that letter, or do you think they're just trying to advise you? Do you worry that they might be monitoring you? Do you worry that they might fine you?
I'm not worried that they might fine me. That doesn't bother me, because I wouldn't pay it anyway. It just, you know, if it's all going into a particular bin, and like, if, as I said, if I'm putting a box into it in a bag or whatever, and it's going into that bin, I don't see why they should be, you know, questioning it.
Do you think you're saving the world, the planet?
No.
You don't think we could all do our bit?
Doing a very, very, very small bit. I'm not saving the world, though.
Wow. Okay. So lots of confusion out and about, it seems. I know I was accusing that man of ignorance and others as well. I would hazard a guess that if the bin company went through my bins, they'd probably find that I assume they'd find something that I shouldn't.
Imagine what they could find.
Well, I'm sure they find I'm putting stuff in the wrong bin, possibly. It gets quite confusing, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. You know, when you've got the packaging, say, for fruit, say you buy a punnet of raspberries,
yes, yep,
and it's got hard plastic, mm-hmm, and then it's got the soft plastic film, mm-hmm, and then sometimes it's got a kind of a bubbly thing, yes, underneath it as well, and that doesn't all necessarily go in the same bin.
Yeah, and some of it's recyclable, confusing, and some of it isn't. And then in Kilkenny, I understand, there's even more confusion because you have blue bins.
Yeah, my recycling bin is a blue.
That's
is blue.
Weird.
Yeah.
Why?
And then my normal bin is green with a red lid.
What is that?
Yeah,
about?
Exactly. And somebody then we've got a brown bin that goes out about once a year.
And what's that for? Is that just
compost?
Okay, so at least that's the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did reach out to Pauline.
That
McDonough.
Stinks.
Your bin.
They're brown.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah, the brown really reeks.
And can you actually get. You know, the lads, can they come round and clean them so that you can pay an extra few bob and they'll come and clean your
perverts
bin.
Like you, people who get their cakes on bins.
No, just to clean off the dirt, the filth, the smell, especially at this time of the year.
Go on.
But anyway, Pauline McDonough, who we mentioned, she's the resource efficiency officer at mywaste.ie, and she's joining us from Limerick. And she says, we're good at putting the right things in the right bins overall, but we need to get better in certain areas.
The two areas of confusion that we see the most at the moment is people not taking food out of its packaging. So placing food that they want to put into their brown bin, still in the packaging, into the brown bin. And the second is not using a compostable liner. You can't just use a plastic bag to put your food waste in the brown bin. It should be a 100% compostable liner. And these are available in all supermarkets to buy. Now, the tips and tricks to using your brown bin is that your brown bin is for food and light garden waste. So light garden waste are things like grass clippings, hedge clippings, dead flowers and dead plants. And food waste covers everything that's both raw and compostable. So sometimes when our bin companies are separating out the waste that they've collected, they'll spot that there are items in there that are incorrect. And in that case, then the bin company will follow up with some additional information. So sometimes this might be a leaflet that's sent out to a householder, an email, or even a message that's on a bin or a photograph of the wrong things. Now, the bin companies aren't there to annoy you or to create more trouble for you or to fine you in most cases. But what they're trying to do is to get the system right. We're all working collectively to improve the recycling rates and improve how we separate food waste. So they're there to help you. In addition, we have mywaste.ie, which is Ireland's guide to waste management. And on there, you'll find all helpful tips and tricks for how to separate out all of your food waste. And what we are finding with the inquiries that people give us across mywaste is that people are genuinely interested in getting it right. Separating food waste is a real positive climate action that people can do every day in their homes. And we see that people really do genuinely care. Now, there can be frustration, of course, from time to time, but we're here to help you to get it right. So the overall message for the Bin Intruders campaign is no metal, no glass, no plastic makes your brown bin fantastic. And this is really important. Just three simple rules. And if people were to take anything from today's conversation, I would just say take a minute when you're separating out your waste to make sure that you're doing it right. Recyclables only in your recycling bin, food and light garden waste to the brown bin, and then the rest of the stuff into your general waste bin. And hopefully that shouldn't be too much if you take a minute before you bin it.
That was Pauline McDonough. So take a minute before you bin it is the tagline. It's the mywaste.ie campaign, and you can go to that website to find out more. Henry McKean, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.